sit drill. Nah, I ain't really into throwing shots, but these motherfuckers better give me my props or the pot. Who the reason that these niggas getting throwed? Reason why the niggas wearing gold jail poles and the bitches praying fingers to your nose. I remember it.
Oh, what's going on, family? Welcome to another episode of Ism Radio. I am your gracious host. I am Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. We're going to chop up some real good game today. Don't forget to go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to check out Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4. And check out 1804Movie.com where you can get the t-shirts and the posters for the upcoming movie, 1804. Let me get some Mackin music going right now so I can introduce my lovely goddamn co-host, ladies and gentlemen. Hold on, where's my Mackin music? Real quick. I'm fucking up over here. It's like some
old
school.
You don't need no Mackin music. That's
there
you
go. Where's my Mackin music? Hold on. There you go. That's good or goddamn enough. All right, man. We got my lovely lady co-host right here. Let me start recording the live stream. Sarah, get her sexy back out the way. Show them your back again, Sarah. What's that on your back?
What?
We got a tattoo of Emmanuel Lewis. What is that?
Emmanuel Lewis?
I don't know.
Who is that?
Webster.
Oh, my God. Is he dead?
No, I saw Emmanuel Lewis at a club
he's not
one time.
Dead? Oh, that's the other one.
Who is that? Gary Coleman. You got Gary Coleman and Emmanuel Lewis mixed up.
Sarah, I'm like, who the hell is that?
Sarah, move your back, sweetie. You got to move your back.
What you want me
you
to do?
You all up in my grill. There you go. There you go. All right.
Is this better?
No, you back in my grill, sweetie. That's right there. Right there. Okay. Right there. There you go. Hold on, dude. Now you leaning all out the shot. I need you closer.
Oh, my God.
You were in the perfect position before we started. Now you. All right. No. Lean. There you go. Right there.
This is uncomfortable.
Now, turn your chair, sweetie, so we can see your beauty. We see
Tiger.
We see your thong.
Oh.
And it was crooked, so it's a wrong.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
We saw your crooked aqua thong.
No.
Oh, it's aqua green?
It's aqua.
You got your nerve, girl.
It's like I'm going to go watch Moana.
That's kind of cute, though.
I'm matching.
Papa color.
It don't match.
Papa color.
Your drawers don't match your tiger skin. It's not matching.
That's because I just have boobies here and then,
oh, my God.
And blue looks good on me.
Get on the mic, sweetie. Get on the mic. There you go. Introduce yourself.
She's like, I'm Sarah.
Hey, y'all. I'm Sarah. What's up?
And introduce yourself, lovely young lady, over this.
I'm Layla. Si.
There you go. That is Layla. We're right here chilling.
Hi.
And y'all know me. This is Tariq. I'm working some different camera angles here. All right,
what's
up?
I'm sick of your camera angles.
I'm working the camera angles.
Get it together.
Yeah. Side view.
And as we see right here in front of me, we got Ismbot. We got Ismbot, the new addition.
Tariq. I can't.
We got Ismbot. People like Ismbot last week, so Ismbot is a new addition to the show.
Hello, ladies. You look sexy today. Holla at a player.
Holla at a player. That's Ismbot. He's a robot with a lot of gang. Let me give a close-up of Ismbot. Let me see. Sarah damn near broke Ismbot. Fucked his little arms up.
On purpose.
It's okay.
That's Ismbot right there. He's chilling. All right. So we're going to put him there. So what's going on? How was your week, ladies? How y'all been?
I've been great.
How was your week, Sarah?
It was good.
What'd you do this week?
I hung out with friends.
Like who?
No men. They were friends.
Oh, okay.
And actually, one of my good friends came from D.C. to visit, so we've been hanging out.
Okay.
So
what,
that's been nice.
A girl? Female? Mm-hmm. So where y'all been hanging out?
Oh, man. We went so many places. We went to my favorite spot here when I first moved to LA is called the Thirsty Crow. Okay. It's so popping at night. So we went there. We went to Jumbo's Clown Room, which I keep telling y'all need to go.
I heard that's cool.
It's so much fun. Like
I heard
you
that's
guys,
cool.
But it's very redneckish. It's very redneckish.
Really?
Very redneck.
Like in what do you mean by redneck? Like a bunch of rednecks up in there? Like
what I just say?
You said ish.
It's like very like trucker.
Oh, damn.
Oh, like, really? Like
now, where is this place?
It's called Jumbo's Clown Room.
Oh, it's a strip
Hollywood.
Club, right?
It's a burlesque show.
Oh, okay. Damn. Mm-hmm. So you took your girl up there, your homegirl.
It's fun in there, yeah. Oh, it's fun.
Ismbot has a question. Hold on.
Sarah, did you and your female friend get into any lesbian action?
Oh,
did y'all? Ismbot, come on. That's inappropriate, Ismbot. So who is this girl, though? We want to know. Ismbot, come on. Who is the girl, though? close that sexy mouth.
I just can't believe it.
I know, you know, you could just, Tariq, just, who knows.
You gonna make me throw this damn robot out the window. That's what you gonna make me do.
And you know she'll do it. She'll do it.
No, I will.
Man, so what did you do, Layla, this week?
I just went out to dinner. That's pretty much it. Nothing too major.
Where'd you go?
Well, I just went nothing major. Bossa Nova.
Oh, yeah. I love that place. Yeah. Oh.
It was cool. It's really cool. It was my friend Lisa just, you know, talking and about catching up on some stuff. And just, I like to eat. So I just go out to eat. I don't really go out. I just like to have dinner, go eat. And speaking of dinner, I want to give a shout out to JPoppin615. He hit me up on my DM and he was like, hey, Layla, I heard you talking about, remember Bazaar? I was telling you about that dope place where Ross and everybody. He hit me up. He was like, me and my girl, we're coming out to LA in a couple months. And I kind of want to know, like, what's the pricing? But this is the funny part. He wrote, okay, cool. I want to ask you one thing.
Hello.
I'm not one of those $40 dusty dudes that was calling on the show, but I want to know how expensive the spot is. My lady and I are going out to LA in a few months, and I just got to make sure I stack extra coins. I thought that was cool.
That was
cool.
That was so cool.
Who's got somebody on the phone? Who's on the phone? Hello?
Shelby.
Hey, Shelby, how are you?
Hello.
Hey.
Fine, how are you?
Where are you calling from, Shelby?
Hi, Fresno.
Fresno. Okay, what's
I
on?
I called your other show. Yeah, your other show, Tariq.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
I remember. Yeah. What did you want? You wanted to talk about some game. What's on your mind?
Yeah. I just wanted to ask a question. So, after I talked to you on your other show, like a whole bunch of people added me on Instagram. Thank you.
Okay.
And
good.
You know, had these guys like try to come at me or whatever. And, you know, most of them were trying to, like, I don't know. It was just kind of weird how most of them were trying to step to me. And most of them were all out of California where I live. So should I even entertain the thought of a long-distance relationship when I haven't even met these guys? And, like,
yeah, you gotta,
they're trying to talk to me.
Yeah, you got to kind of be careful with that. What's your Instagram? I don't remember giving, did you give your Instagram in the chat room?
No, it was we spoke on the phone. You're talking about how I need to leave the house so my mom can walk around naked.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Okay, I remember. Okay, now I remember. I thought, you know, so many people call it. I remember that. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Oh yeah. So there's dudes, you know, you can get with some dudes up there in the Bay, but I think your issue was, if I can remember, you need to just kind of figure out what you want to do as far as your life and career, because you're still up in the house with mom. And mom is trying to go out here and get it in. She wants to get it cracking. There's a few more church deacons that she's trying to pop it on.
No.
Church deacon.
Oh my
God.
Yeah. And your mom is your mom is in her 40s, right?
Yeah.
How old is she exactly?
She's 47.
Okay, so she's like, look, this pussy still got a few miles on it that I can work out.
Oh,
so no, y'all gotta understand. Y'all don't know what grandma and mom be doing when y'all ain't around. They be making them dentures put in some fucking work.
So
you're how old are you again, Shelby? You're like 21, right?
22 or something.
22? No,
23. Okay, yeah, you gotta get the fuck up out your mom's crib. It's time for you to start.
Well, I'm
trying
to start my own business, and it's not cheap to live by myself and try to start my own business at the same time.
And what kind of business?
That's why I'm
the tea, right? Wasn't she into tea?
Yeah, the organic. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the organic.
See, I remember.
Okay, you got a good memory. Sarah got
All right, thank you. Thank you, ladies. Y'all.
You're welcome, Shelby.
But you still need to get out here and start grinding and getting some paper up. You know, you got to start making that tea thing pop off. You got to start getting out of here working. You might have to do some square jobs, some bullshit jobs to stack the money to get the tea wholesale. And, you know, you got to really get out there and grind and start working towards that, because right now you focusing on these damn dudes.
Right.
Fuck that. Get that
tea. I'm not trying to focus on them, but it's like, it would be nice to have a guy that I can kind of build with, like a man to build with.
You 22.
So aren't you a virgin? Is she a virgin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Do not say anything about her.
I ain't gonna say
don't Tariq. That's
why,
so
now
wrong.
Why are you
even go there?
No, I want to know. Have you been, since we talked to you last, have you been out with any dudes? Any interaction with dudes physically? I ain't talking about online.
No.
Okay. So I'm trying to see what is there something awkward about interacting with dudes? Because it's not difficult for a woman to interact with a damn dude.
Unless you really like them.
I don't know. I mean, it is kind of, well, maybe it is for me. I don't know. But it's like for most guys, they just want to just, they just want to, I feel the vibe of them just wanting to have sex with me. And I'm not about that.
Of course. I mean, yeah.
Your vibe is right.
Your vibe is always right, girl.
When I interact with them, they're just, okay, that's all you want. That's all you want. Okay. And that's what, I just feel like they're trying to use me just for sex and then just go on to the next one. That's how it feels for me, for most guys. That's what the vibe I get from them. Maybe it's the wrong vibe, but that's the vibe that I get from them. So I'm just like, or they ain't about nothing.
Yeah, you gotta, you know, you can't really put too much stock into niggas that you meet on the internet. I mean, you gotta really get out there and be social. So whatever you do, like you're into the tea thing, you need to start going to conventions or places like that where people do business like that, where you can find out who sells organic tea wholesale, who does packaging, who does marketing, what stores can you get it into. You need to be on that and find somebody who's kind of in that type of business or that line of work, or just a person who's business minded, period. You dig?
Right.
That's what you need to look at. Now, Ismbot has a quick question. Hold on.
Do you want to give up your virginity to Narobot?
No, she don't want to give her damn virginity up to a robot, Ismbot. That's horrible.
I can't.
Shelby, what's your...
She didn't even hear.
Good.
What's your Instagram one more time so we can get you chose up on?
Oh, my gosh. It's iShelby, which you didn't even follow me, Tariq.
I didn't.
You
I could have.
Damn, Tariq.
No, I could have swore I followed
you. You're so terrible.
You did not follow me. Nothing. I was like, oh, I felt so disrespectful.
Damn, I thought I followed you. Like, my bad. I'll look it up. But give it again so people can check it out.
Tariq, you don't be following
back. He don't follow back. That's right.
Those are lies.
Are you even following us, Tariq?
I'm following
right.
Y'all.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know if you're following us.
I got to double check on that.
I am. So what's that? Come on, Shelby. What is it?
It's ISHELBZ.
iShelby.
Cool. So y'all check out Shelby. We got her a lot of followers last time. All my Fresno dudes, get up on Shelby and hook up with her and don't use her for her virginity. Because niggas are like 23. That thing is tight. She's been sitting on it that long? Oh, God damn.
Stay on it. Stay sitting on it,
niggas
girl.
They
ain't nobody worth it.
They want to hit that hard.
Somebody emailed me a letter.
Thank you, dear.
Tariq, if you would like
to read it.
I said someone emailed me a letter about a relationship question.
Go ahead. Who was it? Who emailed it?
I don't know. I don't know if they want me to say their name, but... they were like, what's up, guys? It's the 18th letter from Jersey. I've been seeing this girl for about a year. She happens to be the first female I've actually taken serious since my divorce 2 years ago.
Talk closer in the mic, babe.
We vibe. She's ladylike. She handles business, and she's receptive to some good game. Now, this is a funny-ass letter. He said, I love her. The only obstacle is me trying to get through her son.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Mm-hmm. His father is a sucker nigga. And really left the duties of raising the 10-year-old to the mom. The kid lacks male guidance and is way too emotional and lashes out like a female when he doesn't get his way. I have 3 boys of my own that I raised, so I tried to bring him along on activities we do. And I had my oldest son talk to him as well and give him some game, but he's not receptive. She goes out of her way to be overprotective of him, though she agreed that she's hurting him in the process. I love her and therefore love the kid too, but him growing up to be
how
a bitch
how long is this goddamn email, Sarah?
under my watch is something I can't tolerate. That's basically, I'm going to cut it off right there. Okay. But basically, he just got an issue with...
the dad.
With the son being a bitch.
The son being a bitch.
His fiance has a son already, and the son is a bitch.
The boy? He's calling... how old is the boy?
He didn't say how old. He already has 3 of his own boys that he raised. She has 1 son. He's saying that the 1 son she has is a bitch-ass nigga.
What does he do?
He said he lashes out and cries emotionally and acts like a female.
Maybe because it was his dad around?
Well, that's what he said. He said the dad left, you know, he left her a single mama.
Wow. Well, the mom,
but he's like, what do I do? Like, I want to be with her, but her son is... He's not listening.
Well, the son might have some kind of behavioral problems. We don't know. We don't know what the input is going there. He might have behavioral problems.
Yeah.
And we don't know how old the kid is. If it's like a kid, you know, don't fuck up Ismbot.
Look, get it away from me.
Knock him off the table. Knock him off the table.
Get him away from me.
Like, oops.
You fucking up somebody. But we don't know what's going on with the kid. We don't know how old he is. What if he's an old kid?
I'm assuming he has to be under 10. Because 13, wouldn't he say a teenager? Once you get 13?
But I don't think the dude.
Is he a toddler?
He was kind of vague.
A toddler?
Yeah, because a toddler's going to cry and.
No, I guess I'm assuming that this little boy is like 10.
He needs to talk to the chick and see what's going on. Because if you're dating her, you're dating the kids, technically. So that's a family. So you have to take that and the well-being of the kid into consideration. That's why I wouldn't call a little kid a bitch. You know, he acting like a bitch. No, that's already fucked up right there.
Yeah.
You did, guys? Hold on. Isambot got something to say. Hold on.
That's my son. Nigga, stay the fuck away from my child.
I know. If I was a girl and I heard him literally call my son a bitch, I would be like pissed at this dude.
Yeah.
I'm not going to comment on this because I don't have children. So yeah.
Right.
I don't
yeah. When
know.
You have children, you're going
yeah,
to
you will understand.
You want to kill somebody.
Yeah. Like, I heard a nigga calling my kid a bitch.
I would never call
it'll
a little
a
child
yeah.
something like that anyway.
Yeah, so he's, that's what I'm saying. I'm looking at the woman now. What kind of nigga you got around? Right. I'm looking at her.
You would fuck around and your son be dead, girl.
Right.
Yeah, these niggas are crazy out here. These niggas
but
are crazy.
He's saying he got three of his own kids.
Yeah,
those are his kids. So his love for her kid probably is not the same.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
I don't think it ever can be. Can it?
It can't.
I mean, you can love the kid, but probably not like your kid.
But he
right?
needs to talk to the lady and see what kind of if the kid has behavior issues, and he needs to talk to her. And he don't need to disrespect the goddamn kids.
Yeah, some people don't get their kids tested.
I don't know if he necessarily said that to the woman, but he said it in the email.
Yeah, but saying that, I know. But just even thinking that type of shit, you know,
it's
with
bad,
the, with a bad, it's fucked up.
He had to vent to you. You know what I mean? Yeah. So
like,
he's got some
when
issues.
When he said that, little bitch ass nigga.
Oh yikes.
My gosh.
No.
A kid?
Poor kid.
Aw, he might be mean to the kid.
I know.
Not.
Cause y'all women be bringing these stepdads around and they be doing all types of shit to these kids.
Know.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's, I'm not with that bullshit.
Yeah.
You dig? I was looking at a Yonla show and we were talking about that earlier with Neffy and her dude. What's his name? What was his name? Shelby?
Shelby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this dude, Neffy, just stole that nigga's spirit. That nigga was, this nigga's spirit was just gone.
Yeah.
That nigga was, he was, because Yonla gets you by yourself.
Yeah.
And get the hugging on you. And Yonla be all up in your face this close.
You know, I love Yonla.
I love her too. I love
Yonla. She give you that real.
I love Yonla.
She kick your ass, but in a good way.
Shout out to her. She follows me on Twitter. I love Yonla.
Oh, do she?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm so jealous. Yes. I love Yonla.
Yeah, her. I was corresponding with her. She was down there in Ferguson. Shout out to you. I'm going to tell you, Yonla's
a
real
one.
She's a motherfucking real one. Let me tell you. She was down there putting in work, and we were corresponding because we were trying to coordinate some stuff to help the people down there when the whole Mike Brown shit was happening. Mm. She's a real one, man.
Hell yeah, you know all the stuff she went through, and you know she's from the DMV.
Okay.
She lives right in Annapolis.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she lived in Annapolis, Maryland. Oh, man. Yonla, she got a nice story to tell.
Yeah, but on the show, she had Shelby. She took him, and he's all crying. She's all rocking him like a baby. What happened, beloved? What happened? She get all up in your face. And that nigga.
Yo, and when she take her shoes off.
Oh, she took them damn shoes off and show them bunions? She really about to get deep. Don't let Yonla put them bunions on your ass. Yonla's gonna get deep.
But no, y'all need to tell how he hooked up with Neffy.
Yeah.
Didn't watch it.
Oh, God.
She was like, going through a divorce.
She was
pregnant.
By another nigga.
By another nigga.
Then dating another nigga. Then
I needed to sleep on another nigga's couch.
Yeah. It was like five niggas in the rotation.
But what? One of the dudes that she slept on his couch went with her to go sleep on the couch.
I don't know.
No, he did.
But because he was the friend of Shelby.
He was the friend of Shelby. So he went with her to sleep on the couch. Like, it's like me and my girl need a place to stay. Like that type of thing. Yeah. You know what I mean?
He wasn't the baby daddy. The baby daddy was the ex-husband.
No, it wasn't the ex-husband. It was another dude. It wasn't it. That's the thing. I'm telling y'all this shit.
Tariq, no.
It wasn't the ex-husband.
The baby daddy was the ex-husband.
Because the baby died. That baby died, and that was by the ex-husband, remember?
No, she got a whole gang of kids already. You don't understand.
She do, I know.
But she was pregnant by one dude. She was divorced, pregnant by one dude. She was dating another dude, then hooked up with Shelby. So it was just like a dick roller coaster just all over the place.
Wait, why was my mom like, well, Keisha Cole wasn't helping her? I'm thinking, Mom, oh, you don't know. No, that was getting on my nerves. No. And I was like, Mom, you don't know that story. You don't know if Keisha Cole didn't help her.
Keisha Cole
and
did.
She messed and messed up the money. Girl, and you can't keep they can't keep helping. Exactly. Like Keisha Cole can't keep helping her.
Girl, they had a whole damn show where Keisha Cole bought a big ass family house, invited
and she got you a show. She got them
all
a show.
That. And wait, hold on. And this bitch still homeless.
Damn.
Like, when you going?
Keisha
get
said,
your shit together?
Bump that.
Keisha was like, I'm good. I got to cut these niggas off at some point. What
your
you
ass
do?
Is going to end up broke fucking around with them.
Yeah.
And Shelby, this dude. His poor soul thing. Was gone. Poor he was thing. Like, I want to die, Ayama.
That's not even
funny. He was literally like, I want to die.
No, that's not funny.
It's not funny, but just the fact, like, how do you want to work it out with your wife? How you feel? I just want to end it all, Ayama. This nigga, she made this nigga suicide. I'm not even laughing. The nigga, it's funny that the fact that this woman is so ratchet, a nigga would rather die than be with you anymore. It's not like I want to leave her. I want to die instead of be with this motherfucker again.
And see, that's why I posted this last video on my Twitter, and it's about the relationship between Lala and Carmella and what people can take from it. And it's a really good video. I think people should listen to it. But, you know, it's like, I think she just, a lot of black women, we just argue our man to death. You know, when we always negate what they feel. Like, they got feelings, too, and we think our word is always the last and the final, and we overtalk them.
We do.
We the boss. Like, sometimes it's okay for your man to be the boss. It's okay.
True. I need to learn how to be quiet. That's why I ain't got no man.
Oh, you're a little mouthy. You're a little mouthy thing.
But she be hollering, though. Layla ass.
What she do? What you do?
Hollering and shit.
Who are you hollering at, Layla?
Layla be like, nigga, got you.
How do you know?
Who you be hollering at?
I can tell, girl.
She said she could tell. She ain't never seen me holler.
I ain't never seen, but I could tell
you
those
could
types.
Tell because
that be hollering
I'm little,
and shit.
You know, like little women complex.
Uh-oh.
You know what I mean?
She be hollering at dudes.
Ismbot has a question for Layla. Hold on, wait.
Layla, can you holler on this dick?
Oh, Ismbot, come on.
I'm done.
Come on.
Ismbot, you are disrespectful.
That is disrespectful. Bad Ismbot.
I'm throw this robot out the window and I'm not playing.
First, I'm going to show you what I... Okay, Ismbot, me and you.
Yo,
who you be hollering at?
That stripper.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
What stripper she seeing?
Uh-oh.
I'm not seeing a stripper.
Sarah, seeing a stripper.
He was a stripper 20 years ago.
He still be busting it wide open for you, though, girl.
She's not actually dating him, but
I'm not dating.
There's a former male stripper that's courting Layla.
And he chased her up the damn road, girl.
Yeah, you
help.
Have y'all ever told somebody you're not gonna be somewhere, and then they just and then you say, "Oh, are you gonna be there today?" And you're like, "No," and then you run into them.
Yeah.
And you looking dumb.
But your ass was lying, though.
And I was lying. And you see him. But I mean, he's actually a really cool person. But
he's a stripper.
He's an ex-stripper. He's just a little bit older.
And he's little.
And he's not a little person like the ones you're scared of, Sarah.
No.
But he's like, you know, he's little.
Wait. Ismbot has a question.
Layla, your dude is so short. He uses a candy cane as a stripper pole.
Oh my god.
He uses a candy cane
as a stripper
pole.
Get this damn thing away from me.
Oh god.
Girl, is he like bike cars?
Okay, like five. Let me see. Seven is short.
Okay.
Yeah, that's short.
I'm five,
for a man.
Not that short.
I'm 5'2".
That is short for a man.
5'7"? Are you kidding me?
5'9" is short for a man, for real.
Yeah, 5'9".
Oh, average.
Yeah, 5'7". Because how tall are you?
I'm 5'7".
You 5'7"?
Yeah.
And you 5'. What? You 5'4".
Wait,
right?
Hold on. Stand up,
Sarah.
Actually, Sarah, I think you might have got him by a couple.
Oh, shit.
No, Sarah, you taller than him. He might be 5'6" then, or 5'5".
How tall are you?
I'm 5'2".
That's it?
I'm 5'2".
Why you be looking taller? Or I be sitting down every time you come in here. That's probably why.
Yeah,
you are short. Oh, you know what? I didn't know she was that short until one day I didn't wear heels.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, you short.
I'm short. I'm like short. So it's like, I like to look up, you know. I want to feel, because I'm like one of those girls you want to feel like protected. Like, no, yeah, girl, he's a man.
I do too, girl.
You know, that's the only problem. So, and that, so that's like, you know how you have a deal breaker? That's kind of like, you have to be either super, super nice and rich mixed together in order for me to accept.
So do you have to like bend down and give him a kiss? Like...
It's kind of eye level.
Oh, no.
So, I'm not kissing him, first of all. That never happened. What? Probably. No.
Kissing is too intimate?
No. Like, I'm not touching him at all in ever in life. I'm just a friend.
Izamite has a comment about Sarah standing up. Hold on.
Sarah, the tag on your clothes is showing. You can't take it back to Rainbow without the tag.
Wait, what is that?
What is that?
What Sarah, did say?
The tag on your clothes is showing. You can't take it back to Rainbow without the tag.
Oh, you want to talk about Rainbow, Tariq?
That's Izambi. I didn't say shit.
We're not going there.
That's Izambi.
We already had the Rainbow talk.
He used the Izambi. Izambi
said it. I didn't say that.
Tariq, you keep playing with me.
No, okay, that's Izambi.
I'm going to throw this thing over there in the corner. It's really annoying.
It's about leave Sarah alone, goddammit.
I was like, take one of the little arms off.
That ain't no damn rainbow. God. That's some Beverly Hills shit, Izambot.
Goodbye. They have rainbow out here?
Yeah,
you
they
know.
Got rainbow.
That, they used to.
People still shopping there?
Is it?
Okay.
But we're talking about Iyanla. Now, you know, did you see where Iyanla cussed out? She didn't cuss out, but yes she kind of did cuss out Nephi. What did she call it?
She called her a gutter bucket ghetto bitch.
She called her.
Wait, I didn't see that part.
She called her ghetto bucket ghetto bitch.
Yes. And wait, what did Nephi say?
She walked up. She walked up like, ooh, you called me out my name.
You called me out my name.
Oh, I thought she would like try to square up with her.
No, hell no. Not with Iyanla shit.
Oh, Iyanla.
Them old black women?
Yeah.
You don't.
No, but you know her son worked for her. Okay. And you know that happened last season. Where one of the dudes, you know, what is it, the House of Healing? It was nothing but a bunch of dudes, Lear Galore's father was there. He tried to almost square up on Iyanla, and Ayala's son stepped in and was like, dude, you better wash your fucking mouth.
I wouldn't even.
Iyanla ain't no fucking punk.
She can handle her own.
Iyanla handled DMX's ass.
I love that one.
Yeah. He was going off. She didn't back down like, you know, you, I ain't on no drugs. Yo, get out of here. You can't talk to me like that.
That was my favorite one.
That's the funniest shit, you know,
she needs to do Chris Brown ass.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
She did Karrueche. Y'all see what she did, Karrueche? Yeah.
Nobody care about Karrueche ass because she over here trying to throw Chris Brown to the bus. Now she on the dark side now.
Hilarious.
She know, yeah.
You got a little extra booty because of them squats she doing.
Girl, please. You know she want Chris back.
Let Karrueche
I want Rihanna and Chris to get back together. They were such a
cute... I know, I love them.
Yo, I love them together.
They're both crazy.
Okay, anyway, I want to get on Tariq.
Yes, get on me.
Shea Moisture comment yesterday.
Yes. For those who don't know, I was trending on Twitter worldwide yesterday. I was trending because I was talking about this company. It was a company called Shea Moisture. Now, they were trending because they put out a commercial, and it was a white girl in the commercial. And, you know, they sell black hair care products. And Shea Butter Twitter, y'all know who they are, the fake pretend feminist,
Shea Butter.
Fake as hell,
it took me a
fake
minute,
outrage. Yeah, that's what we call them, Shea Butter Twitter.
You're so silly. I didn't know what that was.
I was like, Shea Butter Twitter.
So, yeah, they pretend to be feminists on Twitter. They always have fake outrage. Like a couple of weeks ago, they were mad at Kendrick Lamar because he made some comments.
That was crazy.
That was, you know.
That was extra.
So, they every week there has to be some kind of fake outrage directed at other black people. The fake outrage is always directed at other black people. The week before, or last week, it was directed towards Tyrese. You know, they had the fake outrage over him. He said women shouldn't be sluts or whatever. They're like, oh, how dare you, Tyrese? And, you know, they were mad at him. So this week, they were mad at me, which I don't give a shit. You dig?
We know.
I don't give a shit. But they were mad to the point of the trending because the Shea Moisture people kind of shouted me out for supporting them. And people were mad again. They were mad because they have a white girl in the ad. And I said, well, you know, why are y'all mad at them? This is a black-owned business. How come you're not mad at all of these other businesses who shit on you, shit on black people, shit on black women? Where's the anger and outrage for them? Where's the let's boycott them talk? So that was my thing. Sarah disagreed. Sarah said there should have been outrage over Shea Moisture. So speak on that, Sarah.
Yeah, you know what? I understand exactly where you're coming from.
Yes.
Okay, and I'm not going to sit here and say you're absolutely 100% wrong, but I disagree because, Tariq, it's like with white-owned companies, we don't really expect loyalty from them. This is a black-owned business. At least your ass can do is be loyal to us.
Was she blonde?
Like, it was Lily White.
It was one white girl. It was one white girl in the commercial, right?
I don't remember. I just remember seeing two of them.
It was a little red bone.
Because I sent it to Cynthia.
Shout out to Cynthia.
Cynthia had some choice words for
you, too. Yeah, Cynthia wanted me to speak on it. Shout out to Cynthia. She was real respectful.
But I disagree with that, Tariq, because it's like, you know, because then I was reading some of the comments underneath what you said, and I saw that a woman had posted a Pantene Pro-V ad that had black women on it, and she mentioned that, oh, you know, white people didn't boycott this. But my thing is, don't no black people wear no fucking Pantene Pro-V? And that is a white company. Like, no one cares. This is a black owned company. It's for black women. It was geared towards black women. And now here your ass go putting, just kicking naturally, whatever, I don't know the hair types. Is it 4C, 4A, one of those, just basically kinky natural textured hair women out of the commercial, and you put racially ambiguous women in it and white women, and it, I mean, it doesn't reflect how Shea Moisture even came about.
Well, the thing is, y'all have to understand business. See, black folks, we get into this childlike emotional bullshit when it comes to business about, well, you don't, we don't like that. This is a business.
They're trying to do crossover. You're trying, it's called crossover.
You're trying to expand.
For money.
It's not even expanding. But just,
he was
expanding.
Making enough money, though.
No, he wasn't making enough money. That's, you got to expand.
No, honestly, Sarah, you're going to hate me. Sarah going to hate me.
You weren't making enough money. You got to expand.
I'm with you, Tariq, on this.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that.
When you grow, you don't supposed to stay in no damn one box. You're supposed to expand. You ain't giving up your audience, your core. You're expanding like all businesses are supposed to do.
If it was only white women in there, then that'd be.
But that's what we're saying.
It's only white women.
It wasn't only white women in there. No, it was one white woman.
He did not represent black women the way
it should have been. Dark skin, you're saying.
It's not dark skin. It should be black women with my type of hair. Like,
oh, they didn't.
Not racially ambiguous.
Every black woman don't have an afro. Black women have different. Hair,
no. But see, their main goal, see, that's the thing. And I'm in the modeling industry, and I see this shit all the time. It's racially ambiguous women, these biracial girls. They always think they better than naturally, like, see, black women, and that's what they're promoting. They don't promote us.
It gets into colorism. It sounds like colorism.
It does.
Y'all got to get off that.
I'm not on it.
A lot of black folks on that color. What's that red bone doing in there?
I'm not on it.
Get off that colorism.
Because I told no, because it ain't us. It's the biracial chicks. Because I told you what they did when somebody emailed me Kanye West's auditions. He said, I only want biracials only. Did any of the biracials say, oh no, you know, that's wrong. You are, you know, you're trying to divide me and my sisters that aren't biracial. Mm-hmm. We are one. We are all black. You're not going to just simply divide us by saying we want biracials only. And fuck, no, they ran their asses up in line and didn't give a shit about us.
I've seen it where somebody had, they said they only wanted dark skin. I know some. I had my cousin, I had a friend, he was doing a video shoot. She's mixed, she's Mexican and black, beautiful long hair. She looks Mexican and black. She went, I mean, beautiful girl, right? She went to the video shoot and they told her to go home. Because they said they wanted a dark skin girl with, like, not no. And I said, well, why would you have me send her up there? And they're like, because we didn't know. I said, I sent you pictures. They're saying, no, we want a real black looking girl. I guess that's what they were trying to represent. It was some, like, Black Panther type of video type of thing they were trying to do. So I guess it could happen. It just depends on what you're looking for. So, like, people shouldn't get offended.
Well, right.
You know what I mean?
Because see, black people, we like to be seen.
No,
we got this thing about we wanting to be seen.
I think it's more than that.
Yeah.
I think it's more that
because black women have had been targeted by white women and biracial women about our hair. Okay, you got biracials that tease black women that have natural black hair, whether it's an afro or bantu knots, whatever the hell they wearing, they tease
that
them.
Has that nothing to do with hair care. That's education.
That's
an education thing.
That
goes to education.
I don't see why
that goes to an education thing, sweetie.
If you wanted to expand, why didn't you just make a specific line for those women? Why are you trying to change the damn formula?
He didn't change. That's the lie that they started. Y'all got to stop believing every lie.
So that's fake.
That's a lie.
So is that fake?
That's a lie.
Is it fake?
It's a fake lie. Okay. The owner even said. Okay, he said, good. We didn't change the formula. See, the thing is, Shea Butter Twitter just puts out a whole bunch of damn lies, and then people start believing the dumb shit without doing research. They didn't change the formula.
But it's like,
All he did was expand his business like a business person is supposed to. Claude Anderson told us, black folks, we got to learn how to buy businesses and sell to everybody, but own the shit. We just got to own it. Don't matter who's in the forefront. The people in the dominant society, they don't give a shit about who's in the forefront. Just like the NFL and the NBA. Niggas all running up and down in the forefront. We out there in front of the cameras, and the people in the back are making all the billions of dollars. We got this thing about being seen. Napkin, what you got? You spitting on the...
No, what the hell is wrong with you?
I don't know what you're doing with your little mouth. Hold on.
Tariq, you better stop playing with me.
What you doing?
I just was drinking this smoothie, goddammit.
But don't spit it on me. What kind of smoothie is that?
I already told you what it was.
I don't know what that is. It's some liquid crack? You bugging out. What is it?
Strawberry. Yeah, and you about to see how I'm bugging out. You keep on messing with me.
Good Lord.
She gonna throw your robe by. You better stop, Tariq.
I'm gonna put a robe on.
You better.
And look at your ass typing some more shit. You type some more stuff, Tariq. I swear to God, I'm going to throw this damn robot across the room. I really am.
Leave him alone. Leave him alone. Put him down. Hold on.
He got something to say.
Sarah, I will slap yo mohawk off.
You about to make me break this thing.
Put Ismbot down. Move your back, baby. I can't see nothing. Move your back. Move your back. There you go. Move your back. There you go. But like I was saying, people out here, we got to get off that childish shit where we just want to be seen. We don't want to own nothing. That's why we don't own nothing. Because black folks will start talking about banning and boycotting another black person because they've expanded their business. But you will go into a goddamn Asian shop where they're dragging and whooping your ass all up and down the aisle and then go there the next day talking about, well, he does do my nails real good, though. Right. I don't like that bullshit double standard.
Then why did he issue out a damn apology?
Which he should not have. You see,
talking about he saw. My thing is,
he should not have. Listen, he should. Y'all got to stop apologizing to Shea Butter Twitter.
I'm all about expanding your business. I totally understand that, and I agree with that. Okay, you should sell to white people. You get everybody money.
Yeah,
shit.
Everybody.
But my thing is, now Tariq, you know it was way more than that. Okay,
what was it? Like what?
Why didn't you add black women in it? That black women that have supported you that look like me, Layla.
There was no dark skin.
Every black woman.
Racially ambiguous women.
It wasn't racial. It had a light skinned black chick and a white woman.
It had no brown skin, dark skin.
Thank you. No Layla, no any of us was in that shit. That's what's fucked up.
The red bone was in it.
Oh my, she was racially ambiguous.
She was a light skinned black girl.
You know what, Tariq?
Don't make me go there.
They should at least have one dark or brown skinned girl. Other than that, but sell to
every black girl ain't dark or brown. That's light skinned. We got different colors.
But how many times do we keep seeing this? Even Black Hair Magazine had a fucking white girl posing as a black girl with an afro. Whoa. I mean, come on. Like, you can't sit here and act like that's not a problem for black women, and it is. It's a problem, Tariq. It is.
We have different shades of black women. Why can't all shades of black women be represented?
All the shades,
shades wasn't represented.
But
only two shades, white and light skin, in
that particular ad. Every ad don't have to prop up the same looking fucking person.
But they don't. They never prop black women up. They always promote. They have racially ambiguous women and white women.
True.
That is very true.
The dude got his African grandmama on the damn website.
That is very true.
Like in the
I don't
Africa.
Give a fuck about his damn grandma. We talk about what he's marketing.
Y'all don't understand business. Yeah, black folks want to be baby.
No, whatever.
We're just big fucking babies who want to be baby. Put me in the front. I want to be seen.
No,
put me by the window.
It ain't even about that.
That.
I had a friend that put on her website, and this is taking a little too far. You know how some people on their website, they'll have a picture of like their self being the owner or of the business? Mm-hmm. She put a white person. Because she felt that her business could grow better, because she was like, if they knew I was black owning this,
oh yeah,
yeah,
this
yeah.
would look, oh, yeah.
So they put a white face. on her site.
Yeah. Exactly. And these black white companies, who sell to black folks don't make a big huff and puff about them. They save all the outrage for the black company and nitpick and find every little excuse
to boycott a black-owned business.
That's why we don't have shit right there. That's one of the reasons why we don't have businesses.
I'm not boycotting necessarily. And I do boycott those other companies, too.
Let's be real. Most people don't. Those Asian nail shops who drug black women up and down, it's filled up right now.
I bet. I totally agree with that shit.
Think about it. If you have a difference between, if somebody say, there's a new black-owned nail shop, and then I've been going to my Asian girl for 10 years.
Girl, I already told you.
Which one you going
to
go to? Or the Asian.
Girl, you ain't got nothing to say in this because I already done told you to get your nails done by the black-owned place I went to. And what she say, Tariq, that's too far.
No.
See, that's just like black people. See?
It is too far. Where was it? We live in the valley.
Oh, Crenshaw.
We didn't go home with a Crenshaw for no
that
nails.
That shit ain't no damn Crenshaw.
Where was it?
That shit is on La Brea.
La Brea and what?
La Brea and what? In Hollywood?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's not bad. That's not too bad. All right.
See, but that's... See, black people, see? I drive that to get my nails done by a black business any day before I get my damn
nails
done.
Your nails do
look
dope, though.
Sarah is trying to send people to the swap meet.
Ain't nobody going to the swap
meet. What is the swap meet?
She don't know what the swap meet is. It's a flea market.
Flea market. That's what y'all
call
them back east.
Flea market.
We don't have a flea market back east.
They got that place
called Patapsco in Baltimore, but nobody goes there.
Do y'all have a flea market out there in DC, family? Out there in the chat room? I know they got one in
Atlanta.
That's what
they call it in Georgia. They got
one in Baltimore. In Baltimore, it's called Patapsco or something, but then nobody go there.
Yeah, but the point is. The point is, we got to start learning how to expand our businesses.
It ain't about that.
It is about expanding your business,
Sarah.
That's what business it is. That's the point of it. What's the point of a business, Sarah?
But this topic ain't about that.
What is the point? It is. We're talking business. What's the point of having a business? It's to make money. That's what you do with a business, sweetie.
I'm going to kill you.
How?
Because it's not about expanding the business. It's about representing your people that started your ass and supported you because white bitches didn't. Period.
You are bye bye, sweetie.
Bye, Lena.
Bye, Lena.
Lena, come back.
It's all of them.
Lena, come back.
Lip gloss. Oh.
She like, nah, I'm done.
She like, I'm done.
Lena's edges aren't done.
Yeah, I know.
That's why she running.
Yep. She like, bye, see y'all later.
Yeah, because I'm like, show everybody see Lena's natural edges.
Yeah,
today.
Lena's edges weren't slipped down like they should have been today, but she's still looking good. But again, businesses are about making money. It's not about some emotional thing about making certain people feel good. It's about expanding your brand and making money. It's selling to everybody.
Oh, my God. That's
Tariq. What it is.
I'm going to kill you.
You got to understand business, Sarah.
I do get it.
If you have a clothing line and you have models, are you not going to have one white model?
Yes, I have a clothing line.
I
have one.
You have at least one white model,
yes.
Right? Okay.
But you best fucking believe the majority of their asses is going to be black.
Okay.
And they're going to look like me and my mama and my auntie. And they're going to look like racially ambiguous, too. I'm going to throw some of that up in there.
Might as well throw Asian and Mexican up in there.
I'm not going to have most of them looking like me.
I want y'all to listen to Sarah, and that's why y'all need to expand your black businesses, because you cannot keep a business run on somebody's emotions. If somebody feels like they want to nitpick one day and say, I ain't going to support you because that woman in the air wasn't black enough. So you can't have your business running on that. So you better expand it to an audience that can keep the damn business afloat. That's why so many people have to sell their businesses out. Like Carol's daughter, I wish she would have held on to a business.
Oh no! Yeah. Wait, that went out of business?
No, she sold it out. She had to sell. She sold it.
Oh no! I love
that. Yeah.
So, I loved her products.
Yeah.
Me
talking
too.
The mic, Sarah.
I had put it down.
She eating shakes.
I know.
Wait, what's in that? I didn't hear. I wasn't here when you announced.
This
there.
Ain't the goddamn Food Network. Talk on the mic.
This is a smoothie I made, strawberry, banana, and spinach.
Man. Oh, that sounds kind of good.
Let me see who's on the phone.
I just got on chocolate.
What's up? Who's on the phone?
And I have a banana, too. I'm eating healthy.
Oh, what's going on, man? This is Duncan from Columbia, Maryland.
Duncan from Columbia, Maryland. That's out there at Sarah's spot.
Yeah,
out there
D&B.
In the D&B. Mm-hmm. What's on your mind?
I'm actually from PG originally.
Oh, okay.
I live in Columbia now.
Where in PG?
Yeah, I'm down there. Hello, what was that?
Where in PG?
Oh, I live around, I used to live around Upper Marlboro or the Largo area.
Oh, yeah, that's a good part. Well, that's the upper middle black class in PG.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not as rough as Suitland or like New Carrollton or stuff like that. But, you know, we still get busy. But I just got a
hold on. Wait, Isambot had a question about that area. Hold on.
Isn't that the gay section of DC?
Is that the gay? Is that the gay? I don't know.
Isambot.
I don't know. Isambot. You gotta ask him. I don't know where that area. I don't know. But go ahead, brother. What's on your mind?
Enough of this thing.
Okay. Yeah, I just got two questions for you guys.
Go ahead.
This one is for Tariq.
Go ahead.
Do you know when the Morris app is coming out for Android?
I was yelling at these damn people today. The damn people over in India are dragging ass. We're working on that now. I mean, you don't understand how much I be going off on their ass. I was going off on them today because they be trying to hit me up for money. Mr. Nasheed, we need the transfer of the money. I said, hey, dude, when is the shit going to be finished?
Like
we're working on the development and we're dealing with the other team and we're getting the particulars together. They are some that long-winded bullshit. I got to hear that shit all fucking day. So we're working on it. Trust me, I'm working on it. But go ahead. What's your next question?
All right, cool. This one is for all you guys. I kind of want to hear all you guys' perspective on this. Now, I know you guys have heard about, you know, this whole Trump versus North Korea thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's a very decent chance that we could be going to war. So, and now on legislation, I know the country got rid of the draft back in like the 70s. However, if you read the fine print, there's still like in a time of emergency, they can still get that. They can still enlist the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Now, So now I have two younger brothers. They're 17 now and they'll be 18 next February. So if they were to enlist the draft, how should black people approach this? Should we just comply? Mm. Should we passively resist? Mm-hmm. Or should we just go buck wild if they start gaffling us up and stuff like that? Like, I kind of want to know what you guys thought about that.
If they try to enlist the draft, should we just kind of get buck wild?
I mean, like, if they start, like if we start, like, no, we don't want to go. We didn't sign up for this. And they start, like, you know, like, taking us from, like, our homes and stuff, like how, like, they used to do. Like, what should we do? Like, how should we approach
this? When did they, well, you said, like, they used to. When did they ever just take black people out their homes?
Like, when they would, like, do a draft, like, we would just... Like you would either
black folks went into the army. They had no problem going in. Black folks, you know, you wanted the little money and you wanted the career, even though you were being drafted. You know, black people went willingly. They didn't take them out the home. Now there's some black folks who kind of went underground in like the
1960s. Nation of Islam. Yeah, like right. Earlier before that, like during like World War II, like they would like willingly, you know, just they would go to prison instead. They would rather go to prison instead, and like especially during like the Vietnam War when there was a lot of, you know, controversy around that. You know, a lot of people, especially like Muhammad Ali, like they would just say like, you know what, I have no problem with the Vietnamese, so I don't want to, you know, I'd rather go to jail. So like, how should we approach that if they did enlist the draft?
Well, it just depends, because black folks, man, we don't have the heart collectively like we used to.
Yeah.
You did. We don't have the goddamn heart to really stand up to shit like we used to. Because anytime I go out here looking at these protests turns into twerk contest. You did. We want to shake
up,
ass. We hands up, don't shoot. We want to be in front of the camera. We want to be seen. So we got to get that revolutionary spirit back to stand up to shit. But anyway, man, he called me on the other show with that. Like, that's kind of a deep question.
Serious.
Thank you for the call,
maybe
brother.
Move out the country.
Yeah, I know. They call this show
with some serious
with the serious shit, and then call the other show with the other shit. So.
They do.
Oh, with
they
the entertainment. Really, oh yeah, we want to know.
No,
yeah.
Like on the other show, they'll call about relationship advice.
Yeah.
And then this one, they talk about the serious stuff.
The politics.
Do.
They always do that shit. Dude.
That's funny.
You know, I think we should take the Muhammad Ali approach, honestly.
Mm.
And go to jail. If all black men...
Can't you move out the country?
Yeah, we shouldn't go to jail because, you know, the jails are... They harvesting organs and doing all types of shit in jail.
If I feel like if all black men did, then what they gonna do?
Mm-hmm.
Harvesting organs?
Oh, yeah. They do all types. Like, they do experiments
she
in jail.
She ain't seen Hidden Colors.
Yeah. You haven't seen Hidden Colors yet, sweetie?
She ain't
you
seen,
bullshitting.
See?
You up here having relations with little bitty strippers and y'all won't even... You need to watch the movie,
I watched
Layla.
Hidden Colors.
Yesterday.
Could I get it?
Didn't I gave...
You didn't
copy.
Get... No, he
no,
didn't give me...
Chris. copy.
He never gave Chris? Me a copy. Oh, never okay. gave.
Yes. It was Chris. He getting you confused.
Wrong, Chris wrong is probably, girl.
Chris is probably using them as
firewood.
Ew.
All this blackness.
I saw a horror movie called Hidden Colors. I was so scared. It was so black. No, now, let me don't. Leave Sarah alone. Sarah was not Sarah.
Sarah.
Chris, I get y'all choice. Damn names mixed up. Good Lord.
What's so funny is I watched Hidden Colors yesterday. Yeah. And it's so weird because I haven't watched it in a very long time, probably since it came out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, Hidden Colors is deep as shit.
So it's a so real doc. It's a documentary
it's
about documentary. The
jet. Yeah, producer, yeah.
Yeah, about you. About
it's a bunch of them.
About
I did four
what?
Of them. History, black history, black really? Everything, black oh, everything.
Wow. How you not know
I didn't
what
know.
He did?
I'm sorry. Yeah.
What you been up to, Layla?
I be researching people.
I'll be in my
there.
Own world.
Obviously.
Hold on.
I'll be
what you get a coon call for you? You know you should have been... You should have been on top of the information, Layla.
Right.
What you doing out here in these streets? Oh.
Hanging out with little people and strippers mixed into one.
Oh, shit.
What's in the news, Layla?
Ooh, yay. Congratulations to all the women.
Who?
Jesse Williams.
I'm like, what happened?
I'm like, shit, is it the Million Woman March?
Right. I know, right?
No, Jesse Williams. Y'all know fine Jesse Williams yes. from, what is it, Grey's Anatomy? Mm-hmm. And he did that big BET speech and just fine.
Please break our hearts. Just go
just
ahead.
Just fine.
Break. Go and drop
well,
the bomb on
well, he's getting
us.
A divorce. I'm sure every woman has heard that by now. He's getting a divorce from his wife. Her name is Aryn Lee Drake. And they were married for they were married for 5 years, but they've been together for 13 years. Actually, the sad thing is they have a new little son. He's like one.
Wow.
That's sad.
Wow.
And so, you know, irreconcilable differences. I can never
yeah.
say that.
Yeah.
But you know what that means.
Oh,
I feel like. Mitch.
What does that mean? I don't.
That's
really
a good
know.
Way of saying I can't stand this bitch.
Pretty
that's
much.
All. That's basically.
I heard he doesn't want to give her spousal support, and he wants a like part-time custody of the kids and whatever.
Damn, why ain't trying?
He
to get
acting
her
weird. Spousal. Like that's what makes me think that she did something, right?
Yeah.
Because
well, who knows?
He doesn't want to give her spousal support, but this is the kicker, lady.
Drop the bomb,
oh, what's
please.
The kicker?
Remember how he's like all pro black and stuff? Yeah,
yeah.
Black people rise
yeah.
up. Okay, well, she's black people.
Right.
Well, it's kind of still new and fresh, but he's doing a movie over in Paris with a very popular actress, white, named Minka Kelly. She's pretty. And rumors are going around that they've been like hanging out off the set of the movie. So he could got himself a piece of vanilla.
Uh-oh, hold
on. He
could
have went to chocolate.
Jesse Williams said, white pussy matters.
That's what matters. Ain't that right, Isambot?
No.
Isambot, what?
I can't believe
Jesse,
he said that.
His white pussy matters.
That's, I can't.
He was all pro-black with it. He
right.
At BET, y'all were pumping him up. He's and like, it. He had eyes on Becky.
Yeah, right. Becky.
Yeah, I ain't mad at him. You do what you do. You date who
you
date. You
ain't mad at him.
I ain't mad
Bye.
At him. You live.
Bye.
You live. This
the
why, I'm
the
not.
Day.
I would. I'm not mad
I
at nobody.
I do be kind
of
feeling like that,
I
though.
I got a side.
Why you got a side
like
on me?
That.
How you got a side on me?
I got a side on you.
How?
I side on Jesse Williams.
How you side on me?
Both y'all niggas.
How? Why?
Why are you over here supporting him to be with
I didn't say I supported him.
You
I ain't mad at him. I wasn't mad at you when you went out with a white dude. I ain't
nah,
mad at none of y'all.
I never
Sarah
went out with a white dude.
Oh,
I never went out with a white dude.
No, she didn't. No, she didn't.
I never went out with a white dude.
She didn't.
Never. That's never happened.
For your ass.
Okay. Well,
that's
that never
so
happened with me. So. Yeah, you could do that all you want, but I've never done that. But anyway, I'm sorry.
I ain't mad at you or Jesse.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, and I'm sorry, Jesse. And I don't really care. You could try to throw me under the bus all you want. I ain't never went out with a white man.
She did not go with a white man.
I've never kissed a white man. I've never had sex with a white
me
man.
Neither.
A white man's never touched
me
my
either.
Body.
Uh-huh.
But it's you, on the other hand,
uh-huh.
over here supporting him being with this white hoe.
I didn't say support.
I heard the fans are mad. But
they are mad.
They're acting. acting mad because he broke up with his wife, but really they're mad because he's like rumored to be with the white
girl. I'm mad because he's supposed to be with a white hoe.
I'm mad because he's supposed to be my damn man right now.
Oh, Lord.
What's going on?
And people were clowning his wife.
Oh, is she not cute?
They were like, she's kind of a homely lady. She ain't a bad looking lady, but they were kind of clowning.
Y'all know
if
that lady a freak?
Yo, exactly. Y'all don't know what her homely, them homely ones are the biggest freaks. They got all
types. It's so crazy because fine men like that be having homely looking wives like Denzel Washington, Morris Chestnut.
Paletta. Yeah.
I'm like, huh? Morris Chestnut wife look like that?
Really? But these would be the girls that was with him for like before.
Yeah, you know.
I feel like when dudes ain't got no money.
Oh my god,
they be just taking whatever.
You just reminded me of something, Layla, when you said that.
What?
Tay fucking Diggs in that damn Madonna outfit on Lip Sync Battle. Did you guys see him in that blonde wig? In that woman outfit?
No.
Y'all didn't see that?
Let me see. Pull it up.
I didn't see that.
Pull it up.
You know he loves dressing like a woman.
Wait,
you know,
do you think? Never mind.
What?
You say he loves dressing. I'm like, do you think he does that on his spare time?
Girl, I don't know why that white woman left his ass.
Ooh.
What else is in the news, Layla?
Oh, let me talk about Drake. A little bit.
What did Drake
do? He didn't really do nothing. He didn't really do nothing, but they're having this new thing, which I thought was pretty interesting, that Drake is going to be hosting. It's called the NBA Awards. It's going to be the first annual NBA Awards. And it's going to happen.
Hold on, I'm showing Tay Diggs. Hold on, let me show it on this camera.
No, it's a video.
It's a video. Yeah. I'm going to show this nigga Tay Diggs look like Nene Leakes. Good fucking grief, man. Look at this shit. Wow.
Let me see.
This
nigga got a damn blonde fucking
wig. Hit that.
Uh-oh.
He was doing Madonna lip sync battle.
Hilarious. What were you saying, Layla?
No, I was wait, this is not as interesting as that. No, I was just saying, I thought it was kind of cool because the NBA is finally having the NBA Awards. It's happening on June 26th in New York City. It's basically going to honor, like, Rookie of the Year, Most Valuable Player, Most Improved Player, and stuff like that. And they're going to have Drake put on his little, you know,
baby daddy.
Let me see who's on the phone. Hello, who we got on the phone?
Hi, this is Melina from Rancho.
Melina from Rancho. How are you, beloved?
I'm good.
So what's on your mind? You calling up like a side chick?
Oh,
well, I'm good. No. Is she there? That type of shit.
Well,
now how
I'm
do you?
Calling,
how
do
you sound very
my
young?
My daughter.
Your daughter?
What'd you say?
How old are you?
I'm 30.
Okay, you sound very young. But go ahead.
Well, my daughter's father, he left about 4 months ago.
Oh damn.
And I know. And to be honest, it's been really, really hard, and he's made it very clear that, you know, he's not going to come back. Okay. And, what'd you say?
We said damn. Go ahead.
And now he's, you know, he's starting to date someone else now, so.
Oh, damn.
I feel like, for me, it's, I'm kind of acting like a crazy baby mama, and I feel like maybe I should kind of move. I have some family in Colorado, and I'm thinking maybe I should, like, what do you think about kind of just getting a fresh start out there? Everyone's kind of saying it's kind of like running away from your problems, but for me, I think I just need to be out of the area right now.
Now, how old is your child?
She's 14 months.
Oh, damn, you just had the baby. And what are you guys? You guys Latino?
Yeah, she sounds.
No, I'm black.
Really? Is he Latino? What is he?
Yeah, he's Latino.
Okay, I knew that. It just sounded. I could tell.
I'm not a Bedouin street.
Uh-oh, we got a Latino. We don't have a Latino.
Don't get your little rope bot or whatever you call it.
We got a Latino Bedouin lover. No, so you'll do. Look, and that's we got to understand people's cultures. We got to understand culture. Mm-hmm. See, those Latino guys, he was the Mexican dude, right?
Mexican? You got a damn Mexican?
What
he's
is it?
Spanish.
He's Spanish?
What does that mean?
From Spain?
Yeah, from like Spain, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, so he's white. He's a white dude. So y'all be trying to cover that shit
gonna
up.
You have to get the harmonica out now.
Yeah, that's a white dude. Hold
get
on.
Get that damn harmonica out
Spanish.
Now. Girl, that's white.
She's trying to light
it. Whip-a.
Oh, my goodness.
That's in Europe, girl. That's white.
Whip-a.
She would have been better in Mexico or something, girl.
That's white. No,
that's
girl.
A white dude. You got your white dude.
No, for real, that's white. They just white over there.
She's trying to clean it up.
Yeah.
You should have said Mexican, you got girl. Your you should have said Mexico.
No, you should have said Dominican. That's better. No, you know, damn Mexican.
You got you a you white said dude. He's not a Latino.
Let's say we'll say Puerto Rican.
It's too late.
It's too late now. That's a, he's not Latino.
My thing is like I don't seek that out. That just we met and things happened.
And he treated you like a bedwinch, sweetie.
So did
he treated you like a bedwinch? Yep. That's why I get on y'all about dating these. Y'all gotta watch these dudes you date because they will bedwinch you out. He'll knock you a head a baby and bounce.
Is the girl black?
The baby.
The
yeah,
new
of course.
The new girl.
Of course, the baby's black.
No. She said he left her for a new
girl. Oh yeah, the new girl.
I
want to
know, is she white?
Well, he didn't leave me for a new girl, but yeah, no, she's not black.
Yes, he did.
She's
leave
not
you for
black.
Her.
Exactly.
Boom. Wait a second. You saying he didn't leave you, girl? He left you
for a new girl? No. She said, no. You missed the point.
So. What is the point?
If you listen, stop bumping your goddamn gums, eating bananas in this motherfucker, and listen.
Look, I heard what she said. Lord, she said, no, he didn't leave me for another woman.
No. All right. He messed up the flow of thought I'm trying to have.
No,
with this.
You messed it up.
God damn, I'm bumping your damn gums.
Look, just
if I
go
put
on.
This robot on your ass.
I'm going to throw that shit out
no,
the
you're
window.
Not. The woman, is it a white chick?
No.
What is she? You said she's not black.
She's
what is
Mexican.
She? She's Mexican. Oh, okay. Oh, my goodness. So now you got this baby. You with this dude for a very short period of time. You weren't with him that long. You dig?
We were together for 4 years.
4 years. Aww. Oh, wow. And then right after the baby, he just bounced.
Mm-hmm.
Were y'all living together?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So who's paying the bills now?
I mean, I'm paying my bills. He's paying his bills.
Okay. Aww. Hold on. Wait. So what bills does he have now since y'all, are y'all still living together? I mean, what's the deal?
No, I mean, he has his own place, you know.
Okay.
We're completely separated.
Right. But as far as you moving, don't do all that shit. You don't need to move. The issue is not the geography. The issue is you. You know, you need to learn from this. Stay where you are. Just get your shit together. You don't need to uproot the baby and all that. Now, do you have family out here in California?
I have a few family members, but mostly everyone's kind of spread out.
Okay, because my thing is I would say move only if it's going to assist you with raising the baby. You know, if you need to be closer to family, yes. But a lot of times people just move. I just need to be out the same state as this nigga. It's that type of bullshit. No. If you don't need help with your family helping you with the baby, you know, just stay where you are and just kind of recoup and get your shit together. But if you need help raising the baby, you don't have your money right, then I would say move somewhere where you're closer to family, where you can have babysitters and all that. But don't let this Spaniard have you running around like a chicken with your fucking head cut off. You just got in a bedwind situation. You got to learn from that. Make sure he's paying his support and making sure the child is good. But y'all got to cut that bedwind shit out, man. These dudes, and y'all put this shit on brothers. Y'all make it seem like brothers be knocking motherfuckers up and leaving. These damn Spaniards and white dudes be knocking sisters up and bouncing heavy. They've been doing that since the damn 1500s. So, yeah, don't let them bedwind you out. What's your Instagram? We're going to get you a new stepdaddy.
That's so sad.
What's your
I don't
Instagram?
Know. You're going to have these fools DMing me, calling me a bedwinch. I don't know if I want to put it on.
No. It depends. If you find, they'll let that shit slide. What's your Instagram?
I'm following you. It's mochahontas.11.
Mochahontas. Spell that shit. It's different ways to spell it.
M-O-C-H-A. Wait, hang on. I got
to. You don't even know how to spell it.
It's mochahantas.
.11.
.11.
Okay. I'm looking at you. Okay. They're going to choose up on you. Let me see. This motherfucker's fine.
I ain't see her.
Hold on.
Let me see.
Okay. She's fine. Let me show people in the chat room. This you all working out?
Oh, you're so beautiful.
Is this you in the gym?
Yeah.
Okay. Look at her. Oh yeah, you ain't gonna have no problem. Look at that.
Oh yeah, she's pretty.
Oh yeah, she's tight. What? Okay, yeah, you need to stay out here in California. You need to get into some shit out here. Yeah, don't have no Spanish dude got you running. This is, she's fine as hell.
What does she do for?
What do you do for a living, sweetie?
I'm a realtor.
Okay, you look like you do personal training or something.
Oh,
you're so pretty.
I just got into that, like, you know, to kind of keep my mind off of everything.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Stay out here and get your shit together. Bad. Yeah, I'm man. So I don't feel bad. She's fine enough to get her
Girl,
shit
you're
right.
Good. You'll be fine.
Yeah, she's
you're
fine.
Pretty.
No, but it's still
fine.
Sad.
It is a sad
she just
story.
Had a damn baby.
She got the black grandma. That's your grandma right there. She got the grandma.
That's my great grandma. She's 102.
Okay, you look.
Oh, wow.
Is that the daughter?
That's no. That's her grandmother.
No, I'm saying is that the little baby?
I don't know. That's a big kid.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know.
The baby ain't walking. The baby's 14 months. Sarah, this
you
baby walking.
It.
I was walking.
No, that's
you weren't walking.
Her.
You weren't. You weren't walking
she
at 14 months.
She was walking at 10 months.
No, my baby was walking at 12 months.
I was walking at 10 months. Ask my mother. She would call up.
Yeah,
and tell
she was walking.
That.
Sarah,
she was walking
Sarah
at
be
10
putting
months,
extra shit on it. I had heels on as a baby.
I sure did.
I was on the runway and niggas was trying to holler at me.
Hell yeah, was. Hell yeah.
But yeah, you're going to be fine, young lady. You're going to be fine. Now, you somebody Asian in your family, you look like there's some Asian things going on there.
Oh, everybody asked that. No, my on both sides, just Native American.
Oh, okay, okay. So yeah, you're going to be good. Yeah, they about to blow up your DMs and your, how many followers? You got 300 followers now. You're going to have about 1,000 by the end of the day, easily. But yeah, let us know let us know your progress, sister. Thank you so much.
Okay. Good luck, girl.
Oh yeah, she's gonna be fine. She looks good as hell. She's gonna be fine. She's gonna be fine.
To realize she's fine, she's gonna be fine.
She's gonna be good. When you're a good looking chick, you're gonna be fine.
Oh Lord, that's so
man.
Wrong.
Man.
It's true though. It's true.
Dang, he just up and left her. Like,
that is sad.
Up.
I want to be the stepdad.
Shut up, Ismbot. The fuck you talking about?
I want to be the stepdad.
You can't be a damn stepdad, Ismbot. You're a robot.
You're a robot.
Sarah, what's going on in the news? Tell me.
I
feel
so bad after that story.
I know.
She's going to be fine. A fine-ass chick is going to be all right.
Nothing.
It does mean something. She's fine in a motherfucker. Those niggas going to choose up on her ass and make everything all right. She's doing
it.
She shouldn't be with that Spanish dude bedwinching her out anyway.
Now, I agree with that. Yeah. Still sad. So, we got Kodak Black, and he's facing 8 years in prison.
For what this time? And talk in the mic.
Lord.
Sarah, how many times? I got to tell this negress to talk in the mic every week. She thinks she's at home.
For violations of his parole.
Oh, what'd he do this time?
Violations of his parole. You know, he was already out. And so, you know, that whole cash me outside chick. You know, she filed a little complaint on his ass for sending dick pics. And
oh, she did?
You so ain't hear about that?
No!
I swear to God, I thought Tariq knew.
So
I didn't
you
know about
mean
that
that's why
this
he's going to
like
jail?
Weeks? No, that's not why he's going
to
jail.
Be pissed.
It's amongst other stuff. Like, you know, he wasn't supposed to be going certain places and he was going on tour and didn't let the people know.
Yeah.
But you know that?
They
okay,
get
so
you on that. They get
since
you
didn't
on that.
Know that, Tariq. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, okay, the Cash Me Outside chick, you know, she's like, I don't know, how old is she, 14?
Like 14 by now.
So,
yeah.
You know, after they did their video, he was sending her dick pics.
Oh,
and
this
you,
nigga.
She got white, real white
yes,
on his
yeah,
ass.
Yeah.
And she filed a damn complaint, what a mother did, and said it was sexual harassment of a child, of a minor, and all
what?
Type of shit. Yes, look it up.
Wow.
I think my girl Cynthia did a video on this.
So she want to act all cast me outside, but she want to, yeah, that's how white people, that's how white people get you, though.
Yeah.
They don't get you.
Yeah.
They get you with them papers.
Yes,
hell
indeed.
Yeah, they do.
Yes, indeed.
Because if it was a black girl, that would have never
hell no.
happened.
They would have been like, hell, get your ass
see,
out of court.
See, y'all go ahead and go with them white girls. Yeah.
What's up? Who's calling?
So sad.
The big homie. Tariq, this is C. Harry.
C.
Count C.
And C, where you calling from, C? Sound like you rapping. Just anyway. C. Harris, don't be embarrassed. I got me a bitch, and she lives in Paris. All right, C. Harris.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I'm calling from Koreatown. This is C from 1804.
Oh, okay. Oh, what's up, man? This brother, you remember
yes.
him? This brother.
And I do rap. So,
okay.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
C. Harris, man, he was kicking people's asses in the movie.
How you guys doing? How's everybody doing?
We're good, man. We got chilling, some good scenes.
Hey, brother,
we got some
real
good...
quick.
Go ahead.
Real quick, I dug back in the Survivor Scrolls.
Okay.
The weekly Mackin Sunday, brother. Sunday, we shutting it down. Sunday is too hot. Sunday is the day. Circle it on the calendar.
Now, what's happening Sunday?
Yeah,
man, you lost me.
What?
You kind of lost
what's
me.
Happening?
See,
yeah,
it's
right, right.
It sounds like WrestleMania.
Like
it's coming, brother. Circle the calendar, brother. It's going down with Hulk Hogan, brother. The rumble in the jungle, brother. Like, I mean, what
yes,
the fuck?
Oh, so
you lost
sick.
Me.
No,
what is going on?
The best days through the week. Just getting at people, just working business, and just having good chat and chopping up game, be it women or business-wise, you know, Sunday was real hot. Me and the homie stepped out in Hollywood. I'm not going to put the spot on blast like that because they ain't paying me.
Hold on.
But, is this nigga on that narcotic?
Yeah.
Brother, see.
We love you. We love you,
I love
see.
You, brother. Yeah,
but
I don't
something
know,
wrong with you
something
today.
Something going on, brother.
We lost his tail.
You lost, brother.
Hold on.
Man.
Here we go. Here
brother.
We go.
You lost me, brother. I don't know where you're going with this thing. Hold on.
Did you hit the pipe?
Did you hit
Did
the
you
pipe?
Hit the pipe.
I mean, everything all right over this?
I'm still here. I'm still here.
All right, brother.
I'm still here.
Right, what are you talking about? All right, brother.
Where
did you give me the weekday Mac?
Okay, this nigga. Okay.
What is he talking about?
Everybody's bugging. Sarah's bugging out today. This nigga's bugging out. Are they?
I ain't bugging out.
Yes, you are. Are they? Do they got some new drugs on the streets?
Oh,
are they putting some in the weed? What are they doing out here in the streets, family?
Oh,
what's going
God.
On?
Y'all so silly.
That sees he's cool, dude. I don't know
he
what he was fucking
cool.
doing.
Like,
what was going down on Sunday? Did y'all ever?
I don't know
understand?
What he was.
I think he called the wrong number. I think he meant to call his mom. I think he meant to call his mom.
I still
mom
never
friend.
Knew what the heck. I wasn't getting excited like, whoa, what,
yeah,
what's going
me
on
too.
Sunday?
I'm like, Sunday shit. I'm like, Sarah, y'all want to go? Can I ride with y'all? I'm like, what the fuck is he talking
Look,
about?
I'm looking at Tariq like, what you got planned today? Yeah. Like, what you got on?
Hey, he lost me. But shout out to C. C hit him a hot dose of something. All right,
he
see.
He had an edible or something.
Man, that nigga ate a meth brownie or some shit.
Oh, my God.
Not a weed brownie, a meth
brownie. A meth brownie.
Oh, what's up, man? God. Who's calling?
I'm over you.
Yo, man, it's Chop Inglewood, Atlanta.
What's your name, brother?
Chai.
Chai?
Chai. I live in Atlanta, but I'm from Inglewood.
Okay, you from Chai from Inglewood. There you go. What part of Inglewood you from?
I grew up 112 and Hawthorne.
There you go. How long you been out there in Atlanta, bro?
Shit, I'm basically established out here. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here holding it down, doing what I gotta do.
No doubt.
You know,
what's on your mind, Sha?
All right, man. So I got a little situation, right?
Go ahead.
So my roommate, right, had a little girl like over the summertime. He basically passed her to me. And what you call it? Ended up dating her friend.
Wait. Let's slow down. Let me just slow down and be clear. You got a roommate. He was dating a girl, and he passed
yeah,
the girl. He passed the girl to you. He passed the girl to you.
Basically, a girl was fucking with my roommate, basically, and the girl put my roommate on another female. So then he passed the female to me. So I started liking her. After my roommate done being with her. So I was just calling to see, like, what you think about that. Like, what's your opinion or something like that.
Okay, so... So you getting that secondhand pussy from your roommate, basically, right? That's basically what it is.
Secondhand.
You getting some secondhand backwash cooch that another nigga done swashed and swigged up in.
Oh,
so you don't get the next dude, especially the homie's throwaway cooch, and... If you get it, don't cupcake with it, nigga. You calling up trying to cupcake. You trying to establish a relationship with a chick who was rocking with the homie. You dig?
Yeah.
You see how that sounds? See, you got to speak it. See, once you speak
cool,
the
though,
shit,
that's
it's... There's a lot of sluts are real cool. I know some cool sluts with a heart of fucking
you
gold.
You do?
Why do you know these women?
Yeah.
Hey, I know everybody. I'm a man of the people. Shit.
You know a lot of cool Lord. Sluts.
That's cool
slut.
Just because, woman want to pop a little pussy don't mean she's a bad person. I'm not saying that.
Oh, my God.
Nothing wrong with that, but you don't cupcake with them like that.
They don't deserve love.
They deserve love, but not from a nigga who's supposed to have some game about himself. You're supposed to get you a real...
I thought hoes need love, too.
A dusty simp nigga.
Yeah, I might go lie to you. I might go lie, man. I have been, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's real cool, but I still be doing my thing. Like, I might just, you know what I'm saying, settling down. I still be doing my thing on the street, but for her, like, I just rock with her. I just keep on the team, too.
That looks so good.
And how long you been dealing with them?
Shit. I say, June 16, 2016.
Dude, man.
Nigga, stop trying to save these hoes.
Stop trying to save. You saving, brother. Stop. Cut that save a whole shit out, brother. Chill out on that. Go find you some brand new chick who ain't been with the homie. It ain't that hard to find. Yeah, you don't want to be in a situation like that, man. You don't want to get left over secondhand cooch. The woman ain't going to respect you for being a simp. She's out there just doing her thing, having fun. If she's bouncing in between friends like that. So you need to charge that to the game. But thanks for the call, brother. Good Lord. Damn, dude.
Poor guy.
I didn't think I had to tell niggas not to cupcake with the
Yeah, because she'll do that again to you.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Next friend, you bring a friend around her, then what?
Good Lord, man.
She going to be with him, too?
She's playing speed dick. You know, no. She's speed dicking.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of speed dick.
Yeah.
Tariq, what are your opinions on this Aaron Hernandez?
Ooh. Gay letter.
The letters on his forehead and shit.
Yeah.
Do you think that was an inside job? Because he killed two black people.
Yeah.
Allegedly. Right, well, he got convicted of one and then dismissed the other one. But
It sounded like some inside job type of thing. But, you know, there's so many things going on with that story. They were about to let him out of jail. They were doing everything they could to let him out of jail because they always give people green lights to kill black folks. So they're about to let him out. So it seemed like somebody in jail was like, okay, we're going to shut this shit down before they get some kind of appeal going.
Right.
But just to see the backstory where he allegedly had a gay lover.
Did you see the picture of the dude?
No, I didn't.
What he looked like?
Oh, my God. He looked like a... Like he from NSYNC or something.
Oh, damn. It's a white dude or something?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah?
Oh, damn.
White or Spanish or something.
Had him a prison bitch.
They're trying to say that's a rumor.
That's why
they're trying to say it's a rumor just to, like, throw the whole thing.
His lawyer
thing
said it wasn't true.
Right.
What else is happening in the news, Miss Layla?
Okay, this is kind of interesting. Okay, did y'all hear that Lil Wayne was at a concert recently? And somebody threw a drink in his face. So Lil Wayne has something to say. He said, look, let me tell y'all something. I don't know if you think I'm a buster, but I'm rich, so I can't do nothing. But watch my goon squad come up here. So his goon squad came up on the stage, and they was looking all crazy. And they said Weezy's goon squad was ready to put paws on whoever threw the drink. And then Lil Wayne even told them to throw the shit back at him again and all that. So Lil Wayne was just, you know, got a drink on his face, and he cut the concert short, and everybody was pissed. And
that happens all the time. Yeah. People in busting.
It's actually video too. If you go in the Shade Room, you'll see
dudes
video.
Throwing drinks up at rappers. That shit is corny.
Oh, did y'all see 50 Cent? Like, it was like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, what happened?
Did you see
He punched the chick. Yeah.
Wouldn't have y'all pressed charges?
Yeah, but then she got on stage and started twerking. Mm-hmm. Then somebody got in her ear and said, "Bitch, stop twerking," and started getting a lawyer.
Right.
You know, but she was trying to pull him off the stage. He didn't have to punch. I don't know why he did that. You know, he was reaching out to people,
so
shaking hands.
Could she still do it?
Sue?
Yeah, or the twerking, just everything went out the window.
If I was 50's lawyer, 50's lawyer will probably say, hey, she was cool with it. She wasn't hurt. See, that's what she messed up with, getting on stage twerking.
See?
You dig? See? So what happened, they'll probably do some kind of bullshit settlement.
Yeah.
You dig?
You think so?
That's a nice settlement, though.
Yeah, shit. It probably won't be a lot, but it'll get some kind of bullshit settlement just so they don't have to go back and forth with everything.
Man.
Niggas always trying to get the come up.
Yes. Yeah. I swear, I have a homeboy. He said, this is whack as I don't know what. This is why he ain't got no girl. He literally said, if I see Chris Brown, Kanye, I'm going up to them niggas and I'm going to just taunt them so they can hit me. Like, people do that.
You got
and I said, why would you do that? He said, because they hotheads. So they can hit me and I can get some money. I said, why you're whack for that?
You got
a whack dude.
A man, he sounds
whack. That's
you're trying to come. You trying to eat off another nigga.
Yeah, these basketball wives ass niggas. You got a lot of these niggas out here.
Tariq, get them.
These niggas
get
are impossible out here, man.
He said he's gonna go.
Let me see who else is on the phone.
Fly away, honey.
What's
please.
Up? Who's on the phone? Who's calling?
My brother Tariq. This is C. Harris.
Again?
I got
damn, through. Nigga.
No, the way you sounded at first.
I know, I'm hot.
Okay, brother, this nigga called up like a vampire.
I was
telling
you,
Tariq Nasheed, I'm going to drink your blood. Brother, I got to have you call back. I have you call back, C. I got to have you call back, brother. We got to let some of these other folks.
How do people keep getting through back to back?
I know, it's crazy.
I like to locate the trap house that sold him his narcotics. Nigga, y'all stop putting all that damn ether in the cocaine. Whatever y'all put in the cocaine. Shout out to C. He's a good dude.
Hey,
by the way, y'all, I'm going to Haiti. I'm leaving for Haiti tonight.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, yeah, my flight.
I wanted
real
to
loud.
Go.
Please. Why are you
taking? Why are you inviting us?
Y'all little bougie asses wouldn't like it over there. Y'all be. It's hot. Mosquitoes bite me. My heels. Oh, yeah. My heels.
Oh,
in
yeah,
these
I
rocks.
Don't like bugs.
I can't
no,
walk
I don't
in
like...
these rocks in my heels.
Walking on rocks.
No, I can, whatever. No, I can do that. That environment is fun. It's just. Me getting bit up by stuff, yeah. I get scars and shit.
That's yeah.
Like, yeah. You get bit, have you got scars. Bit up a lot?
Yeah, well, like, when I went to Africa, those mosquitoes over there.
Some other shit, right?
Yeah, them mosquitoes.
I ain't
yeah.
going there. Forget that.
Well, I mean,
you just got to have the spray.
I was going to say, I just need to have something for my skin because yeah. I will get really bad scars.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get yeah. bad scars too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'm going to be in, I'm leaving for Haiti tonight.
Oh, y'all, lucky you.
Yeah. We're doing some filming down there, and I'm taking those water filters down there. Y'all go to, we got to go fund me for that. A lot of people wanted to contribute for us to send those water filters that I'm personally taking down there to Haiti. Y'all go to GoFundMe and y'all look up Helping Hands for Haiti with Melanoid Nation and all that. You guys make your donation now so we can get that thing popping. We're trying to get a lot of stuff cracking down there in Haiti because they got a real issue with the water, the clean water. The UN went down there and just sabotaged the shit. They were deliberately sabotaging the water down there, so y'all don't understand how these white supremacists are.
Wow.
No,
they on another level. Yeah,
I understand. They'll do anything.
Man, what else is happening in the news? Give me some more news shit before we get up out of here.
Layla,
Miss Layla,
juicy.
Let's talk about. Well, this is kind of juicy. Okay, so what is that? Beyonce launches. What does that say? Foundation scholarship.
Formation scholars award to support young women.
Okay. Oh, that's positive. We don't want to talk about it. No,
give us some ratchet.
We
want to
talk about
some
ratchet stuff. Yeah. No, I do want to talk about Lala and how she's holding up in her divorce. Yeah. Let's do an update on Lala. So Lala's actually went to a strip club, very famous strip club in New York, and people was like, okay, she's holding up good. And the reason why she went there is because Lala, we all know she's a businesswoman, probably trying to keep her mind off the divorce, and she is the producer of a new film documentary about like girls in the life, like strippers and stuff like that. So she had to go to the strip club and film, I guess, one of the strippers, you know, strippers coming up. Yeah. Uh-huh. So that's her new thing. It's basically called, I'm trying to figure out what it's called right now.
I did see something on her
Instagram. Oh, here it goes. It's called Gold Diggers.
Oh, damn.
Lala, yep, is going to produce a new docuseries called Gold Diggers about women in risque industry, strippers, video girls who break out and become mainstream businesswomen.
Okay.
So that's what it's about.
Shout out to Lala. Now, who's this
shout
on the phone?
Shout out to Lala.
Hey, this is Mozzie calling from Boston.
Mozzie from Boston. How you doing, Mozzie?
Hey, I'm cool, man. Hey, I had a quick question.
Go ahead.
I'm a young dude. I'm like 21, and I'm dealing with like 10 females right now.
10?
And about 10.
Okay.
And I'm looking to do with these females. I'm looking to get some tangible things from them, like, you know what I'm saying? Have them help me get a car and stuff like that, and get a place. How would I go about doing that?
So you're trying to get your gigolo game on?
Oh my god.
I'm trying to get my gigolo game on, yeah.
Now, how well do you know these women? How'd you meet them?
Some is off through online dating, like Tinder, POF, like online dating sites.
And do these women have tangibles to give?
No.
I could say it's a handful of them that do, that got it. But, like, yeah, it's a handful. Like I say, about five of them got that tangible.
How old are these women?
They're like they age from 19 to like 27.
19 to 27.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah.
And dude, if you're trying to get some tangibles, you would have to go much older with women who are like in their 30s or 40s who have something established. You get women close to your age. They ain't got
trying
it.
Trying to get a candy bar?
I know,
like,
nigga. You trying to get
a car from a 19-year-old?
he might be faking the funk. You hold on. Wait. Isambard has to say something. Hold on.
Nigga, stop lying. You are dealing with 10 booty holes.
You say you're dealing with 10 booty holes.
Oh my God.
No, dude.
Tariq. Isambard
is a mess. Brother, if you're trying to really get some paper, you got to go older. Yeah. And if the women are younger, they got to be in the game. They got to be on that stripper shit. They got to be making some money on some street shit. And it don't look like you rocking with that. Or you can go get you a 50-year-old white woman. They'll break some bread. Now, you might have to go to Australia and wear some tight fucking pants and some shoes that two sizes too small.
What?
But you got to really step it up if you're trying to go that route. You got to go a little bit older or established. The woman has to be established.
Where would I hang out at, though? Like, where would I find these women? Where would I have to go?
It's all about how you carry yourself. You understand that? If you carry yourself a certain way, you dress a certain way, don't matter where you go, they'll choose up on you. Look, when I was around your age, I had a woman who was 39 years old, bought me all types of shit. Cars, the whole shebang. You dig? It's all about how you carry yourself. You dig? And I wasn't using a woman. I told her, I'm like, look, I'm not dating you. I got other women. She'll, no, nigga, you know, yeah, you need a ride, I get you a ride. I'm like, well, pop my motherfucking collar to you, sister. You did?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
So, but you got to be on that, though. You got to be real cool and not on no sucker nigga shit. You know, they respect honesty.
Yeah, I'm soaking it up. Yep.
You dig? All right, brother.
Yes,
but,
sir.
But thank
now
you
know
for
he lying.
Good looking.
All right, brother.
For sure.
Now you know he gonna lie. Come on, I'm soaking it up.
I'm soaking it up. That nigga's gonna be trying to steal somebody's wick check.
Your ass said wick check.
This nigga's gonna be trying to sneak up in somebody's Section 8.
This nigga said wick check, though.
Jay, what, they gonna get milk and cheese?
You can only get milk, cheese, grapes. Oh shit, Tariq.
That nigga have some powdered eggs.
Right. Some plain oatmeal.
This nigga gonna be at the club with an EBT card doing dabbing and shit.
But wait, I'm mad that he's trying to come up off a 19-year-old.
Yeah, I'm
like,
dude,
what's wrong with you?
Nigga, you gotta be on some real, you gotta have enough game to send them. You can't.
Yo, 19,
yeah,
though?
He don't want to work for it.
Yeah,
he still
want
to have a 19-year-old, and you gotta just put an old lady.
You get you an
get
old
cougar,
bra. Yeah, get you a cougar. That's his only bet, because if you're dealing with a young girl, you still gotta work.
But
you
have to have
game.
Swag to deal with a cougar, too. If you ain't got no swag, she ain't messing with you.
Yeah, because nigga, you fuck around with one of these hood rats and end up like Nephi's on Ayala.
I
want to die, Ayala. I want to end it all. This hood rat bitch is just killing me. You know?
Yo, Nephi literally killed him.
Yeah.
That's sad.
The man had a heart attack.
He had a heart attack. Fucking
he had a heart attack at 43.
Wait, I didn't see the end, though. Did they
got divorced.
Okay. Thank God.
Yeah. It said that she continued to drink.
Yeah.
And he found God, and he was better.
She continued to drink?
Yeah. She continued to drink, and he found God.
Well, that's good for him.
Yeah.
He basically moved on, and she still fell back. He needs to get away from that ratchet shit.
Yeah, he's going to, end his life if not. Like,
girl,
he said it. He gave her a warning.
Yo, Ayala had his ass in the fetal position.
That nigga was crying like a baby.
That's so sad. Where's his mama at? Because I'd be pissed
mom?
If that was
remember,
my son.
Remember, he not close with his mother. Because remember, he was molested.
He was molested by his stepdad, right?
Him and his sister.
I didn't see that
him
part.
Him and his sister was molested, and he went to the mother. They both went to the mother to tell, and she didn't believe him.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
That I don't know that. I don't like why. If a kid tell you something, the kids ain't lying about that.
Well, you know, some women, you know, they got to keep that man, so they got to.
Exactly.
I will kill, I don't play that.
Yeah. Real shit.
Yeah. You know, but that happens a lot in the black community.
That's so. That would not happen with me. Yeah. It didn't hurt somebody.
And it happens in the white community more than major.
I'm not shitting on black people now. I'm just saying they go on.
We shouldn't be doing this shit.
No,
we shouldn't be in that shit.
I feel
shit
like it's
all.
More hush hush on the black.
Well, you know, white people, they'll do anything. They'll get with animals. They trying to marry inanimate objects and shit. They do all kinds of shit.
Y'all see that horse a long time ago? Where the lady had sex with a horse?
I seen some shit.
It's disgusting.
Well, you know, is it Germany, Tariq? Where they can marry animals.
I know there was a law in the UK.
In the
UK, they had to make a law to keep people from having sex with sheep. They were out there
sheep. Yeah, I did see that.
Wait, remember that actor that had a gerbil in his
That was a rumor by Richard Gere. That's an old rumor.
There's some truths to rumors now. I don't give a damn.
There's an old gerbil.
Well, maybe he has something up his
ass. He stuck a gerbil up his
like
ass.
Like a dildo, but not a gerbil, girl.
That was the rumor a long time ago that Richard Gere... That's an old rumor from the 80s that he had a gerbil in his ass. And there was a
joke.
And that's
when Richard Gere was popping.
There was a joke. It said, what did the brown gerbil say to the white gerbil?
What did he say?
At Richard Gere's house. He said,
get in my ass?
No, you're new here, aren't you? Get it?
Oh, no.
I'm so
joke as a kid.
That was but you know, on what is that movie, Jackass, where they stuck the little pipe up the dude's ass and, like, put the car up there?
I can't watch that. Some of those Jackass shows, I
can't. Yeah, they be too gay and
weird. Yeah, it gets too homoerotic for me. Yeah. When they
WPs be kind of gay. He
said homoerotic.
Yeah, sticking.
That's what me and my friends do. We talking about them, and we're like WPs.
So is that how you would get an animal up your ass, and you would just put, like, a tube up your butt? And then stick the gerbil inside and it will crawl up.
I don't know.
It's just like, wow, like, people really fucking do that. But you know what? My dad worked at a hospital and he told me, you see the craziest shit ever.
People are weird, man.
My dad told me, like, he's like, I seen some of the craziest shit ever in life.
I believe it.
He was like, he seen dildos stuck on people's ass. Like,
oh, you mean like when it comes to the hospital, I'm like, yeah. Oh my God, this is what happened to me, like trying to get treated.
Yes. My dad used to work at a hospital for a long time and he told me some of the stuff you see.
Like sexual weird stuff?
Yes. He said, because he worked on the machines in Washington Hospital. And so he would be walking around, you know, in the hospital. He told me that, you know, you'll see crazy shit. And I said, I will bust the fuck out laughing. He was like, no, you can't laugh. You can't laugh.
Yeah, of course you can't laugh.
No, he said you can't laugh because, like, it has something to do with, like, legal stuff. Like, they can sue you and stuff.
For making
like, you can't be laughing.
He said
somebody was rushed to the hospital and, like, a dildo fell out. And everybody was talking about ass here.
Oh, no, y'all want to hear something really disgusting?
Oh, Lord.
Wait, Ism has something disgusting.
Hold on, wait. Hold on.
Can you stick me up your ass?
No, he can't stick. What the hell is wrong with you?
Is he asking you that, Tariq?
He was looking at you.
He looked at your ass. He looking at your ass over there.
He was looking
at
him like,
no. Sarah, I got $40. Can you stick me
Tariq,
up your ass?
Look, Tariq.
He said, Sarah.
Hey, nah, Tariq.
Hold on, listen to him. Wait.
Nah.
Sarah, I got $40. Can you stick me up your ass?
He got $40.
Tariq, the one with the life supply gerbils at his fucking house. Why you think, Layla, why you think Tariq ain't invite us for dinner? Because he
y'all can come
fucking
to dinner?
Gerbils at that house. Oh, that's why.
No.
Why you think that dude called him late night in the shower and shit? Because he checking up on them gerbils. That's what he is.
The gerbils is on your mohawk. Goddamn.
Nah, the gerbils is at your house. I know they are. That's why you made invited to dinner.
Oh, shit. Lord.
Tariq got secrets.
Lord.
Tariq got some secrets.
I'm done.
No, let's that shit over there.
Turn Ism back to you.
No, turn that shit over there.
Lord.
Oh my God.
Anyway, let's get up out of here. Layla, what are you doing this weekend?
Okay, so you know what I am doing? Tomorrow I'm gonna be at Johnny Cochran Middle School. I'm gonna be speaking to the kids about, you know, career and how to get into the entertainment industry.
Where's Johnny Cochran Middle School?
It's over in LA, just like LA, West LA.
Okay.
Not too far, yeah. Mm-hmm. So somewhere over there on I think it's on like somewhere in LA, I don't know. But actually it's cool because Johnny Cochran used to go there. I guess that's why they named it Johnny Cochran Middle School. I'm an advisory board on this foundation called the Jaren Bay Foundation, and he's like, oh, you know, come talk to the kids. I'm like, okay.
So cool.
I'm doing that tomorrow. I love the kids.
Oh yeah.
So I'm
gonna
do that tomorrow.
You gonna bring your son?
No, he's gonna be at school actually. Oh, yeah. So yeah, I'm gonna go talk to. I love like middle school kids. They're so funny. Like I love the high school kids. So I'm gonna go talk to them. Get some.
I hope the high school kids don't say no shit Tariq be saying.
Oh, I hope not.
You know, these kids too grown now. They be saying crazy shit.
Now, Sarah, yeah, they are grown.
What are you doing this week, Sarah? What you got going on?
I have a lot of shoots lined up this weekend.
Okay.
And just relaxing and chilling, for real.
Relaxing and
that's
chilling.
That's why, I shoot
We're
all the time.
We're supposed to be going out at some point, right?
Layla
asked. I said because I'll have a sitter this week. Remember I said I have a new sitter starting?
No, you said last weekend.
No, I said I hired her last weekend, but she's starting this weekend.
Girl, I swear. But you said you had a bartending event.
Oh, I did. Yeah. I did. I did work. I worked this weekend. I bartended again because, you know, that's my side hustle, too. You know how
Of course.
I bartended last night at, it's a place called the Bel Air, Country Club.
Oh, yeah. I know that place.
Yeah, I went up there. And it's crazy. Like, to get a membership up there, first of all, you have to pay $150,000.
Yeah, you do.
And then you have to, the guy was telling us, like, you have to know somebody. Like, he said Sylvester Stallone was, like, trying to get a membership. And just because he did not literally know anybody there, they didn't care who you are. Like, you have to know a member. And the member has to refer you.
I wonder if they got little boys.
It was so much money up in there.
You feel me? What they doing up there? All that secrecy.
I wonder what they doing.
Do you know what's crazy? One of the guys that worked there, he said he's been working there for, because I'm just like a temp. Like, I'm basically working for a bartender staff. They send me out. So he's been working there for like 25 years. And he said, do you know, this is kind of weird to me, that they just started hiring women there 6 months ago?
Oh, damn.
What 25 years he's been working. He said it's always been men. He said they've never had a women's bathroom. He's like, they've never had a women's bathroom.
What did I tell you, Tariq?
He said they just created a women's bathroom because it wasn't no women there.
I told you, Tariq. That's why I said something that damn secretive. They got some little boys up in there.
I'm telling you. And I said, that's weird. I said, that's weird. Why wouldn't they have any women? I mean, you would think if it's men,
they don't want you.
You would
want
to look at some females working there, right?
They don't want you. They want little booty holes.
They was on my braids, though. They was like, your braids.
You're so black.
No, they love these braids. They was like, oh, you're so beautiful. It was like, I felt like, I kind of felt bedwinch in there. It was like slave masterish up in there. I'm not even joking.
No, that's how they treat you.
I've never seen these type of white people. It was so, I felt like.
They had money?
Of course.
Oh, yeah. That's why.
I mean, but they were like, old money. Like, I felt like I was in slavery days.
Yeah.
Because I was like the only black person there.
And with your fucking braids.
And it was
coming
like
in with all that body.
400 white men. It was a golf tournament event. I was like, kind of creepy. But they were super nice, though. I'm not going to lie. They were super, super
nice. Girl, they was always nice to the damn slaves.
They were so nice. I can tell they like wait one of my number, but they wives was probably like, you know.
Oh yeah,
they wanted to have some gutter sex with you.
Yeah.
No, what you do? I'm gonna tell you after the show. I'm gonna tell you after the show. No, listen. I saw this show over the weekend of this white girl, and she extorts rich guys. And I mean, and she doesn't, and there's no way for her to get caught. What she do is she like gets with a rich guy and she moves in with him. And then she like accuses the guy of like beating her and calls the police.
Wait, lying though.
That's lying. Let's see she, that she shit like lie. That. Shit like that. She you can lie. You can get caught. That's, you can that's
no,
embezzlement.
Listen.
That's embezzlement.
Might
kill
you. She didn't get caught. She never got caught because they couldn't catch any. Like they couldn't get. You know they would consent to giving her all this.
It's
money.
A white girl, right?
Of course she's.
Of
white.
Course, totally different.
Okay.
Totally different.
Of course she white, damn
totally
it.
Totally different. They can get away with shit.
They can get away with everything.
Yeah, they can do
shit
we can't
do. Yeah, so she would
do.
Like call the police on them, and these would be like doctors, lawyers, people that can't get in trouble, and you know, their reputation would be damaged, and then she would like call up their job and act real crazy and try to get them fired and extort money out of them, girl, and she ain't never been caught. Like, they know she's doing this. But there's nothing we can do to, like, stop her from
just
doing
like the chick
this.
Who lied on Chris Brown. The white girl went up to Chris Brown's house and said that he had a gun and he didn't, and they had helicopters and shit all around that man's house. They had the streets blocked off based on this woman's lie. They never did nothing to her. She's on Instagram doing selfies, posing now.
And then the little heifer was a damn thief. She stole in New York.
Yeah,
some
jewelry.
Yeah, she's
the known thief.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know.
Oh, so she's known for doing.
Oh, yeah, she's a scammer.
She was wanted
scammer.
In New York for stealing jewelry. But, you know, they said, that doesn't mean anything. It's Chris Brown. You did something. Yeah.
Man. Anyway, let's get up out of here. We got to get out of
here
today.
Bye, y'all.
Bye-bye.
Again, y'all go to GoFundMe. GoFundMe and type in Helping Hands for Haiti. Make y'all donations today. Go to HiddenColorsFilm.com.
What's your Instagram?
Ladies and gentlemen, somebody said Sarah's a credit card scammer from D.C. What the fuck are y'all talking about?
Why would you say that?
Niggas be just saying any goddamn thing.
Anything.
Anyway.
What's your Instagram, Layla?
What's your Instagram?
Miss Layla. So it's M-S-L-A-I-L-A Lopez, which is L-O-P-E-Z. Yay.
Yes.
Yay. Follow me.
And Sarah, what is your Instagram?
It's the Sarah Nicole. So simple. What you typing over there?
I'm minding my goddamn business.
You damn robot.
You ain't never minding your business.
See, I got quiet.
Right. You ain't never minding your business over
such
there.
Such hate. Y'all follow me. Follow me. Y'all follow me on Instagram at Tariq Elite. Everybody need to follow me now. Tariq Elite on Instagram, ladies and gentlemen. And don't forget, man, we're doing 1804. The movie's coming out pretty soon. We're working hard on it. Again, I'm going to Haiti. We're doing some B-roll shots. I'm going to be down in Miami for a day this weekend, doing some shots over in Little Haiti. So we're making this thing pop off. Sarah's in the movie. She's a voodoo.
Yeah, I am. Yes.
Wait, are you going to have any more scenes?
No. Well, everything is done.
I missed out.
They're not going to know who I am, though.
Well, if you're in the theater and be like, hey, that's me up there.
No.
You know, there's a clear shot of you in there. But you got the makeup, the voodoo makeup on.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah. But the movie's banging, man. It's banging so far. You guys are going to love it when it comes out. But y'all keep posted on that. Go to Twitter at Tariq Nasheed. That is my Twitter. Y'all follow me. I don't give a fuck if I'm trending on some bullshit.
I'm going to get you.
You standing up showing them cake. Look at Sarah. Showing the butt cheeks. Put your tag in your thing, girl. Your tag is all out.
Oh, I was sitting down.
There you go.
Y'all is crazy.
All right, y'all. We up out of here, man. Y'all be good, family. I'ma holler at you guys. Hopefully.